Hey everybody, it's David Dyer, and welcome to Idioms episode 48. I'm your host, and Idioms is my mini-cast. 5 minutes at the most. About the same time it takes to talk yourself into pizza for the fourth time this week. And as the name implies, I talk about idioms. Those phrases we say in everyday conversation that seem completely out of place, yet you know exactly what they mean by the way they're being used. Good! So let's go. This is Idioms episode 48, and the idiom we're going to cover today is fit as a fiddle. You've heard it. I don't know if you saw him in Fight Club, but for cripe's sake, the guy looked like he'd been living on Melba toast and seltzer water for months. Cut, but not healthy. So I say, Brad, baby, throw a few Oreos on the plate or you'll be playing Kate Moss in your next movie. He put on 20 pounds in 2 weeks, and now he's fit as a fiddle. Literal meaning, to be able to do just as many burpees as a priceless Stradivarius. Contextual meaning, to be in very good health. So let's explore the origin. Using three sources today, theidioms.com, phrases.org.uk, and knowyourphrase.com. To say someone is as fit as a fiddle initially conjures up the image of a fiddle and its somewhat hourglass shape. And so, it would be safe to assume that calling someone fit as a fiddle would be saying that they're healthy and their body has a desirable shape. Fiddle-like. Like Jessica Rabbit. Oh, and by the way, for the 2% of you who may not know, a fiddle is another name for a violin. However, even though that may be the way most people use it today, that's slightly different than how the phrase was originally started. You see, back in the day, and by back in the day I mean the 1600s, the word fit was not used so much to describe someone's health, rather it was used to describe someone or something that was appropriate for a certain activity or job. In other words, to say that someone or something may be the right fit for a certain situation meant that they had the proper skill set to carry out the job at hand. And why fit as a fiddle? Well, a couple theories on that. One is that much of the music of the day required an ensemble that had at least one violin or fiddle. Everything from a duet, a quartet, to an orchestra. And people loved the sound of a violin so much that they felt its soothing tones were appropriate or fit for any occasion. Therefore, to say that someone was fit as a fiddle with that theory in mind meant that they were perfectly suited. Another very popular theory is that it had to do with the amount of maintenance and care that are required to keep a violin in tip-top shape so that it produces the richest tones. There are strings to change, pegs to tighten, and it needs to be kept clean so that the dust doesn't affect its performance. So by taking care of your fiddle appropriately, you are ensuring that it would be ready to do whatever fiddles do at the moment they're called upon. So if you want to take that angle on it, calling someone fit as a fiddle means that the person has kept themselves sharp in all the ways necessary to make themselves useful to whoever needed them in a moment's notice. Now, both of these theories are great, and I love the history behind them and the relation to music. However, as time went by, the use of the word fit started to drift towards people and their health and their fitness when it comes to their body's abilities and looks. And as a result, here we are. We've gone from using the term to describe someone who may be beneficial as a worker to your business to describing someone who can do the most unbroken push-ups wearing a bikini. And by the way, the answer to that last statement is 30, and I only stopped because my top came untied, not because I wanted to. So that's it. Episode 48 of Idioms is complete. And if you really want to look like a fiddle, try drawing some strings on your body with a Sharpie. It's a lot easier than push-ups in a two-piece. I'm your host, David Dyer. Thanks for listening. Check back for new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. But until then, I'll catch you on the flip side.